HMH Audio presents The Big Burn, Teddy Roosevelt and the Fire That Saved America. Written by Timothy Egan. Read by Robert Zindeen.
Prologue. A fire at the end of the world. Here now came the fire down from the Bitterroot Mountains and showered embers and forest shrapnel onto the town that was supposed to be protected by all those men with faraway accents and empty stomachs. For days, people had watched it from their gabled houses, from front porches and ash-covered streets, and there was some safety in the distance, some fascination even. See there, way up on the ridgeline, just candles flickering in the trees. But now, it was on them, an element transformed from out there to here, and just as suddenly on their front lawns, in their hair, snuffing out the life of a drunk on a hotel mattress, torching a veranda. The sky had been dark for some time on this Saturday in August 1910, the town covered in a warm fog so opaque that the lights were turned on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. People took stock of what to take, what to leave behind. A woman buried her sewing machine out back in a shallow grave. A pressman dug a hole for his trunk of family possessions, but before he could finish, the fire caught him on the face, the arms, the neck. How much time did they have until Wallace burned to the ground? An hour or two? Perhaps not even that? When the town had been consumed by flame 20 years earlier, it fell in a deep exhale, painted clapboards, plank sidewalks, varnished...